I visited my dad in the hospital today. There was a lot of noise. A gentleman moaning, another man speaking out loudly, continuously. It reminded me of a song, Coming Together. Rushevsky, I think, is the composer. The incessant noise, the ravings of lost, hysterical men. All I can say is I'm glad my dad's hard of hearing. I'm in Saskatoon. Plane just landed. The sun is just starting to set. And the light here, it's exquisite. Golden hour. That's what they call it in the film industry. Everything photographed right now looks incredible. The river from my window is beautiful. Childhood memories are a funny thing. I was just back in Saskatoon where I grew up, and I hadn't been back in some time. So I'm trying to remember where everything is, but it's a little confusing because my memories of the city are as a 10-year-old boy, and 10-year-old boys don't remember things very well. I was at the University of Saskatchewan, which has a beautiful campus, and I noticed it was next to the Saskatchewan River. Where did the river come from? Stress. What are we going to do about it? Robert Bateman, the great Canadian artist, was speaking at my daughter's school yesterday. And I was unable to attend as I had another meeting, but my wife told me he had a solution. Imagine a pine forest and take 3 deep breaths. Try it. It works. I'm really enjoying the change in the weather. It reminds me of one very dreary day this past winter when I was speaking to my students at York University. And it was so cold that even people accustomed to the cold were freaking out. And I told them, listen, this is actually a good thing, because weather this brutal keeps the riffraff out. I was listening to the radio in my car today, and I was thinking about the kinds of people who listen to music. And I believe there are 2 major categories. The first group are people who know the melody and often the lyrics of the song. And then there's another group, people who know the name of the song and what album that song is from. I'm clearly in category number 2. Which one are you? Part 2. Music and the people who listen to it. On the radio today was this great song. And I loved it. I was like, I haven't heard this in ages. So, being a category 2 person, I had to know who sang it. So I Shazammed it with my phone, realized it was a group called Phoenix, from the album Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix. For a category 2 person like myself, this was great news, because now I know which album to buy. But don't ask me to sing it. I was speaking at the University of Georgia at Athens a few weeks ago, and a student asked me if I'm angry about the past. And I answered her, and I said, sometimes, but it doesn't help to stay angry. It doesn't help to live in the past. But sometimes we have to know the past in order to move forward. I was reading an article today called Benghazi versus Beirut by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Read it. It's good to know your past. It's raining today. Just left the hospital. My dad was admitted again. He was sleeping most of the day, but as I left, I smiled and I told him I'd bring him something to read. As I was leaving, I saw a very old woman in a wheelchair with 2 women sitting beside her, and one of them was doing her nails, a bright, gaudy red. It was full of compassion and beautiful to see. There's a documentary on the CBC, 20 years ago, maybe more. It was made by a journalist who was battling cancer. I think it was called Two Kingdoms. And in it, she described the two kingdoms that we find ourselves in. One kingdom is when we're healthy, and one kingdom is when we're not. And she says the space between those two kingdoms is so profound. When you're in one, you can't think of the other. So true. I'm staring at a blank page. Just like a writer, the blank page terrifies. I'm not too terrified. I'm actually a little bit excited. I have an audition this week for a film that I think films later in the fall. And the requirement is there are no sides per se. So I have to invent the scene in a way. This is right up my alley. The internet is both a good thing and a bad thing. The good thing. It's a research tool, par excellence. You can find out just about anything on the internet. And that's what also makes it a bad thing. It's a hole down which you fall and fall and fall until you come out the other end and you realize, I haven't done any work. Last thought for the month. It is important, crucially important, to be thankful. I have many things that I'm thankful for today. Having you listen, having a family and circle of friends that I trust and respect, and for all the people that I've met in my life that have taught me something. Thank you all.